Testimony of an ex-Satanist, one by Jonas Lukuntumpala. Dear friends, we are happy to share with you this excerpt from the testimony of Jonas, who spent nearly 25 years serving Satan. He was adopted by Lucifer as his child since childhood, and served faithfully as soul master, the one he affectionately called Dad, until the day when, by the grace of God, he met Jesus, or more precisely, he was met by Jesus Christ, who took pity on him and delivered him from the chains and torment of hell in which Satan, his ruthless master, had already abandoned him. This testimony has the merit, on the one hand, of reassuring sorcerers and other Satanists, that Jesus Christ is ready to forgive and deliver all those who choose to repent honestly and sincerely, and on the other hand, of strengthening the faith and the trust of true children of God in their Lord, Savior, and Master Jesus Christ. This text is a transcription of an audio that was, in part, inaudible. The spelling of certain names of people or places in the test might, therefore, be incorrect, for where we could not understand a word, we wrote the sound. We found this testimony rich and edifying. It is in 13 parts. We encourage you to read all 13 parts and learn from them. Keep in mind that this text is a transcript. The spoken style and the likely mistakes therein should therefore not distract you. Introduction. I served the devil for 25 years. I was the representative of the third degree in the mystery of the air. And I began serving the devil while I was 2 months old. When one talks about 2 months, you are well dealing with a baby. Therefore, I did not choose to be what I was. But there are wicked people who got me into the mystical world. I began with sorcery. I evolved in sorcery until I had permission to participate in all the meetings of all wizards of Africa. We used to meet in the desert of Kalahari. And there was a demon of high rank, Hindu Sankara, who was responsible for taking reports of all meetings and transmitting them to Lucifer, Satan. After sorcery, I joined the catch, and there I had the power of Tarzan engine. After the catch, I joined the Indian magic called Magic K. It is the fusion of two magic, the Egyptian magic and the old Indian magic called Hindu magic. After that, I evolved and met a priest who initiated me into another form of magic called holy magic. Holy magic is nothing else than Catholic magic. That priest was Spanish. He was of the Congregation of the Catholic Fathers. He also initiated me into white magic. I even joined the Amorc, ancient and mystical order Rosicrucis, also known as the Rosicrucian order. And after that, I was summoned to India, where I met the Prime Minister of Satan. I also worked there, and after that, I traveled to the mystical world, the world of Pandemonium. There, I got married to a white woman named Helene. I lived over there. I worked a lot for the devil until they called me back to India, where I was asked to bring 4 barrels filled with human blood, which I did following many human sacrifices that I made, and from there, I was given the rank of Secretary of Lucifer. Afterward, I went to the world Tartarus, where I met Lucifer. Beloved, when I saw Lucifer, I did not believe that that was the devil. The devil is really beautiful, and I have never seen a human being as beautiful as Lucifer. But all that are just appearances, for there is only evil in him. I worked with him until he gave me the authorization to take part in all the meetings that he organized with the Satanists of the whole world. There we met under the water, at the crossroads of two oceans, the Atlantic Ocean and the Indian Ocean. At their meeting point, there is a triangle called the Bermuda Triangle. When you go deep down, there is a big temple, white in color, called the White House of Lucifer. Beloved, the funny thing is the fact that when I was there, I saw some people who claim to be men of God, and even some pastors who make noises. There are even some of them here in Lubumbashi who know me. They disguise themselves as ministers of God, but in reality, they are just agents of Satan. There are too many here. I have not received permission to name people, but know that not all those who claim to be servants of God are servants of God. This is therefore briefly all that I did. I am going to talk to you about the Indian magic, and the Lord Himself in His sovereignty will allow me to explain to you how I joined the mystical world at the age of 2 months. And I know very well that when I talk about my initiation at the age of 2 months, this question comes to many people's mind: how can a child of 2 months be a sorcerer? I often thank Jesus, because when I see all that He has done for me, that surpasses my understanding. What did I do to the devil to deserve that? I had my deliverance on December 20, 2003. I was dead, people were already weeping and preparing for my burial. But during this time, I was chained by the devil in the astral world, and it is there that Jesus intervened. Jesus, the one who has the keys of death and of Hades, came where I was. He did not even need to ask for permission from Satan to come where I was. He simply came down and set me free. I that was already dead, I that was already in hell. May His name be glorified. Amen. After my deliverance, I was really sad, especially when I did my personal retrospective, and saw all that I had done. I felt very bad, but in my distress, the Lord, who is a very present help in trouble, visited me by the Holy Spirit. I am not special, I am not exceptional. There are people like me, who joined Satanism but did not have the opportunity to come out of it alive. Some became mad. But what have I given to Jesus to be delivered? It is just a very special grace that the Lord granted me. That is why all the rest of my life, I shall serve my God, I shall serve Him no matter what, I shall always serve Him. It is for this reason that I am not afraid of giving this testimony. Because I know that when I testify, there is confusion in the world of Satan, and the people of God are freed. The devil works especially with the ignorance of the children of God. That is why the Bible says that the people of God are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Ignorance is the mother of destruction. End of year sacrifices to Lucifer. Many sacrifices are performed in the world of darkness at the end of the year. I tell you this as an ex-Satanist because I also perform sacrifices. Know that every end of the year, wizards offer thanksgivings to Lucifer. They sacrificed people. And nowadays, nobody can raise his finger and say that there is no wizard in his family. We all have wizards in our families, and at the end of the year, they prepare sacrifices. While I was still Satanist, when a wizard wanted to see Lucifer, he had to perform two sacrifices, the sacrifice of condemnation and the sacrifice of the red carpet. As the representative of the third degree in the mystery of the air, wizards used to come me so that I could put them in contact with Lucifer, because when I was a Satanist, Lucifer forbade me to call him Lucifer or the devil, he asked me to call him Dad. I used to call him Dad, and for that reason, I hated my biological parents. I thought that Lucifer was my father and Marie Madeleine, a demon that has a department at the bottom of the Mediterranean Sea, my mother. Therefore, each time a wizard came, I would take him and would go with him to the world of Polyam. When we arrived there, we would enter my department and would sit around the round table that was there. I would then sit on one side and him on the other. I would ask him to give me the name of a member of his family. When he gave it to me, I would call the name three times and the person would appear on my table, and with my hands, I would kill him. At this level the brother explains what he did with the corpse and the skin. Once the skin was dried, he divided it into two. He continues. With the first part, I made the black book, which is the book of condemnation. In that book, I wrote down all the condemnations I wanted, and all these condemnations were dictated to me by Lucifer himself. And when I did that, the condemnations which were in that black book became reality in the life of every person who is of the same family as the wizard who came to see me. There are certain things that people go through, and they are not even responsible for it. Simply because a member of the family had gone somewhere to seek after his own interests, and had endangered the whole family. And because of him, the family begins to suffer. And with the second part of the skin, I made the red book, which is the book of execution. I asked that wizard to give me the names of all the members of his family, and I wrote them down in that book, and when he needed to go and see Satan, I asked him to name someone. And when he named someone, I would simply cross out his name. When the name is crossed out, the person concerned dies in this world. Once the person dies and is buried, I send demons at night to the cemetery to withdraw blood from his body. When the blood was collected in a vase, I laid it on the carpet, and it slid into the castle of Lucifer. When Lucifer saw the blood, he drank it and was satisfied. And it is only at that moment that the wizard could enter. All this just to see Lucifer, to have access to the curse. Because in the presence of Lucifer, there is only curse and death. Beloved, it is really unspeakable. To seek death and curse, wizards are ready to do anything, they go all out. They succeed in performing huge sacrifices for their master Satan. Nevertheless, Christians, to enter God's presence, where there are life and blessing, are ready for nothing. They are incapable of giving anything to their God, they cannot even make the smallest of sacrifices for Jesus their Master. They are not serious at all. Know that wizards are very serious in whatever they do. When sorcerers are doing these things, they give the names of all their family members and we write them down in the red book, we also write down all the condemnations in the black book. But you, what evil have you done to these sorcerers for them to give your name so that we write it down in the red book? Do not lose hope. If you come to Jesus, His blood will annul all the condemnations that were pronounced against your life and will remove your name from that famous red book. When you walk in the fear of God, the devil trembles before you. There are so many people who call themselves Christians but show no sign of a Christian. When we were sorcerers, we had mystic eyes. I had 24 eyes and used them to see everything. I saw true Christians, hypocritical Christians, and even pagans. If you are a true Christian, know that the devil himself, as well as the sorcerers, know it. But if you are a hypocritical Christian, they also know it. Because we saw true Christians with signs. The Indian magic. Indian magic is the fusion of two magic, the Hindu magic and Egyptian magic. All over the world, Egyptian magic was above all other magic. There was an embodiment of Lucifer in all the pharaohs, and this power was transferred in a hereditary way. Then came a time when there was a pharaoh who had no son. So before his death, he took a white stone to the river Nile and engraved on it a sentence which summarizes all the power of the Egyptian magic. The stone he had left went down to the bottom of the sea. And years later, in the Department of the Catholic Magic, that is in the Vatican, just as a reminder, Vatican is a state in a state, they needed to establish the Catholic religion in Egypt. And so the Pope chose Gandhi, a priest who had the rank of high priest, that is a bishop. They gave him the mission to go and establish the Catholic doctrine in Egypt. While going to Egypt, he transited through Asia. When he arrived in India, he found the old Indian magic, the Hindu magic. It works with the Indian devilish Trinitarian code that they call Brahma Vishnu Shiva. Brahma is the god of creation, Vishnu the god of protection, and Shiva the god of destruction. Having learned that, he went to Egypt. One day he went to the river Nile, while he was making some incantations, the stone that was hidden by the pharaoh surfaced. He then took it, found the sentence that was engraved on it and decoded it. And from there, he found all the powers, the power of the Egyptian magic. So he combined what he found in India and what he had found in Egypt. And it is this combination that gives rise to what they call the Upper Indian Magic or the Magic K. Wrestling led me into the Indian magic. I had the power of Tarzan engine. A man of Kolwezi initiated me into wrestling. At this level, I am going to talk to you about an incident that arose when I wanted to kill the father of a wrestler. While I was in Likasi, I worked with a demon named Zagam. That demon gave me the power to control 9 cemeteries. I made the connection from the mountain where they have placed what they call Marian Domain of the Catholics at Toyota. A wrestler of Kinshasa came to Likasi where the fights were going to take place. These fights were taking place from Thursday to Sunday. And what they call big game was going to take place on Sunday. He did not come from Kinshasa alone. He was with other wrestlers. But compared to the others, he was the best. Thus he was the one to wrestle on Sunday with the champion of Likasi. When he saw me, he called me and connected with me by telepathy. We met and he told me that if I helped him to win the fight, he would give me some money from what he would get. He promised to give me $400 and had given me $100 in advance. Then I told him that in order to win we must block all directions, so someone has to be killed, and his spirit used to this effect. I explained to him that with the help of this spirit, it would be difficult for his opponent to get into contact with the mystic world. Thus, I asked him to give me the name of someone and that day, he gave me the name of his father. What was I going to do? At this level the brother explains all the ceremonies which he had to perform. He continues, "Beloved, it is with much pain that I give this testimony. It is just by obedience to God who asks me to testify, that I do so. It is very painful for me to repeat all these things. But to express my gratitude to Jesus who delivered me, I am doing it. I had to go to the cemetery. It was on Saturday, I arrived at a tomb and there, I placed my Kabbalistic mirror next to the cross. And on the tomb, I placed 12 red candles, then I lit 2 stalks of chulai, burnable deodorant in the shape of a stalk with strong smell used by the Muslims, and afterward, I took the perfume Usarabia and sprinkled it over the tomb. After I concentrated and made incantations, and the 12 candles lit by themselves. The father in question lived in Kinshasa, he was a member of the church Bethel. There I was, in front of the mirror at midnight, with my knife. I had to send for his spirit, and as soon as he was going to appear in my mirror, I was going to stab him with my knife and kill him. Then I concentrated to call the dad's spirit. Before calling him, I first called the wicked spirits, the spirits which are charged only to kill. I first called Asmode and I sent him to get that dad's spirit, but he went and did not come back, then I sent Asdemode and he did the same thing. I called Doros, it was the same thing. I then concentrated and called Katuta Murata, one of the big demons who works in the world of Armstrong, and in spite of the direction I gave him, nothing happened. I still concentrated and called other spirits, they all went, but none of them returned. And after all these vain attempts, I concentrated to call the Duke and the Marquess of Hell. What happened to me this night, even as I talk to you, I have never understood it. While I was getting ready, I saw a fire. A flame of fire landed on the mirror. My mirror broke, I myself was propelled at a certain distance and I fall on the other side, even my candles went out. When I was propelled, I fell into a deep sleep and only woke up at about 6:30 a.m. in the morning. It was already Sunday. I looked at my broken mirror and returned home. On Sunday, that wrestler went to fight and that day he was badly beaten. A day later, he fell sick and was sent to Dako Hospital in Likasi. At each visit of the doctor, the name of disease would change, and the fourth day, that wrestler died. He who was trying to kill his Christian father found death himself. Beloved in the Lord, even if your enemies have dug holes, I assure you, if you remain faithful to the Lord Jesus, they will fall in their own holes. With my lit candles, there was certainly fire, but because that dad was a Christian, his God is also a consuming fire, and it is that fire that I saw coming. And the fires of candles which were lit, went out because the real fire was there. Beloved, if you fear the Lord Jesus, all that Lucifer will try to do against you will be null and will not prosper, and even all those who will try to take counsel together against you will fail, and all that they will do will return to them with immediate effects in the name of Jesus. Let us read 2 Kings 6:16-19. So he answered, "Do not fear, for those who are with us are more than those who are with them." And Elisha prayed, and said, "Lord, I pray, open his eyes that he may see." Then the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw. And behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. So when the Syrians came down to him, Elisha prayed to the Lord, and said, "Strike these people, I pray, with blindness." And he struck them with blindness according to the word of Elisha. Now Elisha said to them, "This is not the way, nor is this the city. Follow me, and I will bring you to the man whom you seek." But he led them to Samaria. You must ask God every time to strike all your enemies with blindness. Beloved, if we are in a perfect communion with the Lord, all the words that will come out of our mouths will be approved by God. Know that the world in which we live in a world that lies under the sway of the devil. Since his fall, the devil knows that his time is short, and in his perdition, he wants to take everybody with him. The devil exists, he really exists. And his mission is to lead human beings astray, to get them out of God's will. Being at the service of Lucifer, I could represent him as a ghost. I had the power of metamorphosis, I could change into a mosquito, into a frog, into an owl, into sparrowhawk, into a crocodile, into a snake, etc. Lucifer even gave me the power to change into a woman to cause the servants of God to fall into adultery. Being with the devil, I saw his glory, I saw his organization, and I ended up concluding that the devil is powerful. Even today I recognize that the devil is powerful, but Jesus is the Almighty, Jesus is above all things, he makes the devil and all his accomplices tremble. I remember one day, we were in the world of Tartarus. We were in the middle of a meeting with Lucifer. There was a Satanist of Togo who had pronounced the name of Jesus by mistake, and all of us who were in the room fell on the ground, even Lucifer. Lucifer fell from his throne and found himself on the floor. Beloved, in the name of Jesus, every knee must bow and every tongue must confess that Jesus is Lord, including those of the devil. We do not have to fear the devil if we are truly in a good relationship with Jesus. Grace be with you all who have Jesus Christ as Master.